Onze eerste gasten zijn ook al gearriveerd. I want to switch to English now and I will welcome you in our studio. You are from China?
Yeah.
All three of you? Yes. Well, you have been working here for how long?
I stayed here for more than 2 months.
Only 2 months?
Yeah, only 2 months.
Yeah, and for me it's also just 2.5 months. Yeah.
2.5 months.
Yeah.
And you?
For me only 1 month.
1 month?
Yeah.
Really?
So we are all newcomer here, yeah.
Okay, so you are very, very new here. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been very polite. I haven't asked you to introduce yourself. So could you please tell your name and what your job is here?
Okay, so this is Donaldson from Zoomlai, a heavy machine company from China. Mm-hmm. And we have a brand company in Antwerp. Mm-hmm. And I'll be here as a sales manager and to take care of the market of Western Europe.
The whole of Western Europe?
Yeah, just like Benelux, France and Germany and other countries.
And could you tell me why you chose Antwerp as a base?
We're glad we can have we have choice to choose Antwerp as our brand company location. Because you know that the people here are very kind and
thank you.
I think the first reason is this is near to. I want to say that this is central of mm-hmm. the maybe the whole Europe or the West Europe. So it's very easy to get to maybe Netherlands mm-hmm. or France or England. Mm-hmm. So. It's very good for travel. And then another reason is, I think the cost here, maybe it's lower than in Paris or in Amsterdam.
Yes, or even in Brussels, maybe.
Yeah. And this is the third one, I think, because maybe the strategy between China and Belgium, I think we already have many communications and collaborations, political and economies. So we are very easy to find some resource.
Remember I did an interview once about culture in China, and then I heard that Antwerp has a China desk in, I have to say, Beijing. Eh?
Yeah.
It's not Peking. Eh? It's the same city. You say Beijing,
yeah,
yes?
Yeah.
Did you know about this? That there is an Antwerp representative in Beijing? Mm. No, I thought that maybe it was through her that you had come here. How did you know about Antwerp?
I know Antwerp is from the Belgian embassy in Shanghai.
Aha! Yeah. So you are from Shanghai?
Yeah, close to Shanghai. Our company is very close to Shanghai.
And you are all three from Shanghai or from the Shanghai region?
Shanghai region. Actually,
yeah, Shanghai region. We are only 1.5 hours driving distance from Shanghai.
And for me, I'm from Changsha in Hunan province in China. Yeah.
It's a very big country.
Yeah, very big in China.
Mm. Yes, with a lot of people. Huh?
Yeah, of course. I think it's more than maybe 1.6 billion now.
1.6 already?
Maybe.
Well, this is the day of migration, and I heard somewhere that every year there is the biggest migration in the world is on the day of the Chinese New Year, because everybody goes to visit the family,
yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
And they all move around, and this causes the biggest migration on the world.
It's almost move the whole Europe population from one place to another.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's a big, basic heavy for the traffic town. Yeah.
And do people do that more now than before? Are Chinese people more traveling within the country?
Yeah. Migrant workers.
Yeah. You know that in China, as a customer, we must go back to our hometown to spend time with our families in New Year, in Chinese New Year.
And are you going to do that too? Are you going to go to China for the Chinese New Year? Or are you staying here?
We will stay here
this
year, yeah.
Well, there is always a celebration here too. I know that there is a Chinese celebration in Antwerp.
Yeah, yeah.
With
there are many Chinese
with the big dragons,
yeah.
And everything.
Oh, okay.
So, but I heard from Jasmine, who is sitting in the same office as me, she said that the people who have been living here for a long time, the Chinese community in Antwerp, they are from a different, they speak a different language, or
yeah.
And what is the difference?
There are about 4 and 5 types of the languages in China. Mm-hmm. Especially that, for example, in Guangzhou and Guangxi, which cities is close to Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
the same language they speak, same language as Hong Kong people.
Mm-hmm.
Cantonese. Yeah.
It's Cantonese.
Yeah,
Cantonese.
But for Shanghai, Zhejiang, and Jiangsu, the languages similar with Shanghai languages.
Mm-hmm. And are those really different languages, or
yeah.
It's quite different. Mm. Sometimes you can say this is just like another foreign languages, if the compare with north of China and the south of China,
yeah.
It's different.
That's local dialect, not language.
Yeah.
The formal language in China is Mandarin.
Is Mandarin?
Yeah.
Mandarin.
Yeah.
And what are you speaking?
I speak Mandarin.
You speak Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also speak Mandarin. For me, maybe some guys from Shanghai or some other place, I totally can't understand what they are saying. Yeah.
So how come all the people who came to Antwerp before, who have the restaurants, let's say, so they are all Cantonese, all from the same region maybe?
Some from Hong Kong.
They are from Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, many of them are from Hong Kong. I know many friends who comes to Antwerp maybe 10 years or 20 years before. Most of them are Hong Kong. And they already, I think, they already have homes here.
Yes,
yeah.
they have a long history here,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and you are from the new wave of people from China who come to work here then, yes?
Yeah.
Since when has this started? You have been here only a few months, but you are not the first Mandarin Chinese to come here, I think.
We visited here, it's the first time is at the June,
mm-hmm.
And we set up at that time the subsidiary company of our headquarters in Antwerp. We dealt with the progress of how to register the company and how to find an office, find a house, like this.
Mm-hmm.
When that finished, we back to China for 2 months. So,
and that you
then we have I and my colleagues and. Went here again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how many are you from this company?
My company, we have now temporarily have 5 people here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but our market is covered about the whole Europe. Yeah.
Well, we are in the same company. I can say something about our company, okay?
Yes.
We are Winsan New Energy Co. Limited,
mm-hmm.
from Jiangsu Province, China,
mm-hmm.
Close to Shanghai. We set up a subsidiary company here in Antwerp. It's called Winsan Belgium BVBE. Our product is a solar panel.
Aha.
New energy.
I didn't know that. I have seen you in the building and I didn't even know you were doing solar panels. Yes?
We are distributing all Europe and after service for our products here. Mm-hmm. And we choose Antwerp as Belgium in the center of Europe. And also Antwerp, many people can speak several languages.
They surely
most
do.
People can speak English.
Uh-huh.
This is the purpose reason, main reason. If we hire the local people, they can speak several languages, or we can contact France, Germany, and Holland. This is a very advantageous.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes, that's an advantage.
Yeah.
The advantage is that everybody can speak several languages here in Antwerp.
Mm. And have you been looking in other countries?
Yes, we have been to Germany, France.
Yes, and okay, so you finally chose here.
Yeah.
Does the company have other subsidiaries in the world outside China? Or is this the first?
So first
this is the first. First subsidiary.
Are you planning to move further or?
Planning to move further in maybe in Australia, in USA, maybe
Africa.
In Africa, no. Have no plan.
There's a lot of sun. There's a lot of sun in Africa. I mean,
But the contractor owners and the investors, majority of them from the USA or Europe. They are just the users and the you know the for family application. So our clients is normally for those investor and the contractor owners. We would not deal with normally we would not deal with the user. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. In China, there is a big market for solar panels then? Or
in China, not yet. I think this is because this market and the involves a lot of the financial support from government. So China just start his business. And but for Europe, about 90% of the products from China exported to the Europe.
Really?
For the solar panels, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The main purpose is the European government support the new energy. This is the main purpose. So Europe is a big market.
Okay.
And also USA and Australia.
The Flemish government just announced a reduction of support.
Really?
Do you see the same trend in the rest of Europe?
Actually, a lot of the European countries and start to reduction the support, but the industry for solar panel for solar energy is like sometimes rely on the policy, mainly rely on the policy. So, in like 2007, the Spanish market is very hot. It's very good. 80% of the products move to the Spain, but after that, Germany is very good. But this year or next year, maybe Italy will be focused by all of the supplies of the solar panel manufacturers, and France also adjusted his financial support. So this is. A choice, I mean, should be made by the every year by the supplies of the solar panel manufacturers.
When you set up a business like this in Europe, do you use your contacts that you have here of the local Chinese people, or not at all? We have Chinese migrants in Antwerp already, Chinese community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You set up a business in Antwerp.
Yeah.
Do you have contacts in the Chinese community? Does the Chinese community help, or do you work with the embassy, for example, the Chinese authorities in Belgium?
Not yet, up to now. We have some contact with the embassy in Brussels.
Yeah.
But for now, the community.
But no real direct business contacts with local Chinese community here in Antwerp. No.
But for my company, since it's different, we have the plan to have some local employees to work for the West Europe market, because you know that for example, for me, I only know something about here, but not since I'm not local, so I don't know the customers and don't know the local resource, so they are more familiar with that, so they can do the jobs better than me maybe. So we want some local people to be assistant for us. Yeah, for the local market.
Local Belgians or local Chinese?
Local Belgians,
okay.
Yeah. Because they can have better communication with local guys. You see that they can see a whole Polish word, Polish or French. And but for most of the Chinese guys, we just speak English, yeah.
Most people from China in the past who moved to Europe, I think, were from Hong Kong. Is that possible?
Yeah, most of them.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are not?
No, they're from Shanghai. Uh-huh.
I'm from Hunan province.
Uh-huh. But where is this? In the north, in the south?
In the middle of China.
In the middle?
Middle, yeah. Poo. Yeah, so it's very long distance from Shanghai also.
Yeah. And you live here now? You live in? Do you are they living in?
Ja, Belgium? Allemaal sinds een paar maanden nog maar.
Oké.
Okay. Ja.
Je had een indruk gebracht van België?
Yes, that's a good question. What are your first impressions of our country?
The first impression for Belgium? Okay, so this is my first time to come to Belgium. Before I went to Finland and to Denmark for several times, but it's my first time to Belgium. It's very, very, very good place to live, to visit, to have tour and all to work here. I love this country very much. Yeah, a lot of the people here that are kind, and also for the girls are very beautiful.
Yes, well, have you been? If you have been to Finland and Denmark, you won't be shocked by the cold here now, because
yeah, much
my
more cold.
The nice people, a nice place here.
Have you been in Europe before?
This summer. This summer. This is the second time. This summer I've been here.
Okay.
Belgium, France, and Germany.
Okay. Does it look all the same to you, or the different places in Europe?
Yeah.
As you say, Denmark, Finland, Belgium is like one big country,
or
is
you see
it
the
all
difference?
Very different cultures?
I think it's very different.
They are
totally different style, I think. Maybe some countries north than here, such as Finland. Of course, the weather is not very good. They have so long daytime in summer, and so less daytime in winter, and much more cold. And there is no so big city, just like Antwerp. There also Helsinki, maybe it's just so, I think. Yeah, and the people there, they just want to... How to say that the house even have some distance from another house. So the communication may be less than here.
They live far apart.
Yeah, far apart, yeah.
But do you see a difference in the way they behave? Because do you think when I walk around in Antwerp, I can say, oh, this man is from Holland and this man is from France.
Okay.
I can see it.
Okay.
In the way they move or talk or dress, I don't know. Do you see such differences?
Yeah, I think I can find out the difference, because that the Finnish guy Leah looks like Germanese. German guys, they are very serious. They even don't laugh at most time. And just discuss about things. Even when you make a joke, they don't laugh. They just stare at me.
Maybe they don't understand the Chinese sense of humor. Maybe.
But I use this American way. But they just it's funny. But no. Okay. But people here are very kind, and they can make a joke with us. They are very easy to communicate, and very kind-hearted. Yeah.
I think the language problem. When I go to France, many people cannot speak English.
Yeah.
But here, everybody can speak English.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we Chinese, when we are educated English, not other languages. When at the primary school, middle school, and the universities, everybody study English. And no France, no Germany, no German.
No French at all?
No French. Maybe some universities, especially your school, have French.
Yeah.
But normally only English.
And do you learn the other... I mean, you only speak Mandarin?
I only speak Mandarin. He has a local dialect.
Yes? You speak other languages?
What do you mean, other languages?
Other Chinese.
Other Chinese languages.
Chinese, yeah.
Like?
Shanghai. Because I was born in Suzhou, which is a big area belong to Shanghai, like. Yeah.
And it has its own language.
It has own languages.
And what's the name of the language?
We call this means it's means original from there. We call this. This area produces rice and fish, and people live by the river, which the scenery is very beautiful. So it's quite different from the north of the China. Like
2,000 years ago, China divided into seven kingdoms. That area kingdom is Wu Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Kingdom. Yeah. So the dialect is Wu language. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seven kingdoms.
2,000 years ago, you know, the Confucius time. Mm.
And since then, it has been one country.
Since the Emperor of Qin.
I think it's just
Qin
a civil war. Just a civil war.
But it was a northern empire and the southern empire. No, it was a north and a south as
south.
Well. But there were two main areas in China, no? North and south?
Not only north and south, east and west.
Okay,
and
seven.
Yeah.
Northwest.
Like Belgium has north and south, but we also have seven provinces.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
It's just similar. And you know that in China, we have the same characters all over the country. You have the same characters, so when we write Chinese words, all we can understand.
From
but for the language,
from the top to the bottom, yes.
in the,
or
in the history, yes, yes.
Ah, you
but
don't
but
do
now,
that anymore.
Now from left to right.
Yeah,
from
left to right.
Right. Of course, I see Beijing, and they are writing on the computer
in
Chinese. Yes, and it
in
goes from
ancient time. I mean, from top to left, top to bottom.
Yeah, and we use these different kind of pens. No, not a pen or pencil, but it's on something
Chinese brush.
Made by
Okay, I can understand that you now have different things to write with than 100 years ago. Okay, I'll put on some music. Maybe you can sing along. I hope you will like it. I hope you will like it. Maybe it's a big mistake, but we will see. We hebben die mensen lang genoeg laten zingen. So, as I said, I was very curious how you were going to react on this, the Internationale in Chinese. I thought that maybe they will run out, maybe they will jump up, but nothing like that at all. Apparently, I have a very ancient idea about these matters in China. You just told me that this is antique for you, yes?
Yeah.
So you didn't grow up with this music playing all the time?
No, not really. Yeah.
This song is very old for us.
Yeah.
When I was a very little child, mm-hmm. I learned this song in school. Mm-hmm.
Then you heard it in school? And then it was abandoned?
Not abandoned. Just not popular.
Not popular.
Yeah. Is there still something in school that you sing or some music that they play, like the national anthem or something like that in China?
Do you mean 30 years ago?
No, today.
No, today.
Yeah,
no.
But
yeah.
In some, I think, isn't there some countries that they play the national hymn?
Yeah, for primary school, the national song will be broadcast every morning.
Every morning.
But just for 10 minutes when people.
In the morning, job,
when people do exercise before they gather each up and do exercise. When finished, so they just start to the class.
Yeah.
No politics.
Yeah.
There's no any mandatory.
So they are doing exercises on the national anthem.
Sometimes.
How would that of the Brabason?
Yeah.
Maybe many years ago.
Primary school, this is for children. This is an organization. And
I see, but they don't have to sing it along.
No. They don't need to sing it.
I think that they even, most of the child, they don't know the song, maybe.
Even when the music is sung, but they don't know what is exactly, but probably it's just like background music.
They don't know the meaning or the history.
They don't know.
Of course.
But you know it, and you know the words.
We know.
Since I'm younger, so I know it when I was a child and when I grew up, such as maybe after 10, this song I usually can't hear about it from TV or some other channels.
My son is 10 years old. He and his classmates can discuss about the Lady Gaga. So you see, this is just the same as
Yeah. So the just as you know that 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago, well, in China we have the government want to strengthen our belief. So they will have some how to say that play some songs and we play some actions with the songs and some other kind of things to do. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, recent 30 years, things are very different. So we noticed that the economy is the most important things for country building. So we just put our energies, our powers into the economy building. So we noticed that we are a developing country. We must work hard, just like these two gentlemen and me. We must work hard, not only inside China, but outside, all over the world. You know, that Chinese guy, we don't only spend 5 days to work per week, maybe more than that, maybe 6 days or even 7 days a week, and even 10 hours or more than that per day. Because we know that we are developing, we are not a developed country, and the people in China are not so rich. So we must work hard. That's why 30 years ago, it's very poor, but nowadays we are much more better.
I read something about this, that China is the only country that is going to reach the Millennium Development Goals, and that already 30% of the people who were poor a few years ago are not considered poor anymore, so that it's changing very fast. But I must say that I feel, and I think many people in Belgium, when they hear those stories about Chinese working so hard and so long, it's a bit frightening, or I don't know what, no, not frightening, but it's impressing, but it doesn't sound nice to work so hard and so much. It's a bit strange for us to imagine, I think.
Yeah, but we're not forced to do that.
No.
We are willing to do that.
Uh-huh.
But just like me, I'm only 26, and when I was a child, the environment of China is not very good, I think. Mm. Yeah?
Even we work here, we have extra work at night or at weekend. We are willing to do that, not forced to do that.
Yeah.
In China, we have this habit, this Chinese habit.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
We like to work hard.
Yeah.
Strange.
Can I move back to migration? Europe is being, well, we try to close it for immigration, especially poor immigrants. But I guess you're doing business. Yeah. How did that go? Was it a difficult procedure to set up the business and to migrate to Belgium?
Not difficult.
So who took care of all the paperwork? Was it your company, or was it did the Chinese authorities help, or how did that go? If somebody from any place in the world arrives here outside of Europe, you have a lot of paperwork to do, and especially if you want to stay for longer and you want to work.
The Chinese government, Chinese authorities do some assistance, but mostly from the Flanders investment and trade. They assist us. And the Belgian embassy in Shanghai.
So now you have a work permit for a couple of years, or how? What kind of?
We have work permit 1 year.
1 year?
Yeah, one year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you actually take work permits for a longer period? Or is it always 1 year and then?
1 year. Next year, maybe. If we continue to work, we will change another 1 year.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. But you can only take 1 year? Or
yeah,
you
yeah. 1 year.
Okay.
So what is your business plan? I mean, your personal, is it going to Belgium and staying here for 1 year, or will you then move to another country, or will you stay here for the rest of your life?
The business plan is for a long time.
For the company?
For the company.
But for your plan, your,
or the your business, personal
or the
plan.
Or the company's plan for you, is it, are you going to be in Europe just for a couple of years, or are you going to stay here for...
Should I be the arrangement of our company? Maybe next year our company will take another staff here. Maybe I come back.
Yes.
But for the company, the subsidiary company is a whole is a long time.
Yeah.
Long time plan.
I think yours also wants to know just what your personal plan is. If the company doesn't need you here anymore, would you stay here or would you go back to China to to
he's the one to look for a local girl.
No, personal question. For a company, maybe this year put me here for work 1 year. Next year, maybe change another staff. Back to the company, the headquarters, maybe.
Because that's a bit of an image that Chinese companies have, that they go to another company, a country.
Yeah.
Actually, I've been in Sudan, and there was a Chinese. Was it? I don't know. If it was PetroChina or Sinopec? Was the owner of the local refinery? And it was almost like a Chinese
village.
there's a group of three of you, and you will stay here for a couple of years, and then replaced by another team. Is that how it works, or will you stay for a longer time?
For me, the things is different because you know that maybe these two gentlemen, their company is mainly about the how to say that in English?
Sorry,
the product and same panel, but for me, it's for the heavy machines. So our company
for you
is heavy machines, just like a crane,
okay,
crane or mobile crane, other. So our company is the market is much more bigger. It's all over the world. So just like you mentioned in Africa, in North American, South American, or some other place, we all over the world we have brand companies. So, if you have some experience and some other place need you, some other brand company need you, maybe I will go to the other place. For example, for me, maybe next month I will go to Turkey. For the brand company, I will run the company to be a leader there. So because we must to look for the new market for the increase of our sales.
How frequently do you go home back to China? You only go home once per year, or do you go home every 3 months, or because you have a family in China?
It depends, I think. Yeah,
but you haven't lived abroad before. This is for you the first time that you come to another country to work.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So there is not yet a pattern of habits.
No, but I guess
I think
you maybe know. Will you go home?
I asked. They will not go home for the new year. I asked.
Yeah.
So, but do you have plans to go and visit?
We have time only. Our boss, the president, give our permit.
Mm-hmm.
If they have our permit, we go home.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need put us here, we should stay here.
Yeah, I have some plans to visit some good place in Europe. My girlfriend maybe will come here to.
Yeah.
We will have a tour maybe to Italy. Yeah, or Greece
visit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for visit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Within Europe.
Yeah.
And how do you have to find an apartment or a house? How do you do that? You get help from your company or?
Help from some business company.
Mm-hmm.
In Antwerp, we found a very good business company called Antwerp Business Center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They help us to find an apartment. Yeah.
Even for private. For private needs, they help you to find a place to live.
A service company that does.
Yes, and we're business center to a very good service.
Yeah.
Is that from ABC. The city or is it the private?
It's a private business. That's where I have my work spot. That's how I met him.
Yeah. Business center. I think you know it.
We are on the 20th floor of the Antwerp Tower.
Yeah.
Our office in Antwerp Business Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both of our company office locally in the Antwerp Tower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you live in the city itself, in Antwerp, or do you live outside the city?
We live in the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not far from our office.
That's very handy. Yeah. Maybe in the Chinese street.
No.
Not Chinese street, yeah.
Do you have any contacts with this old Chinese community, the Cantonese community?
No.
Yeah, I have some contact with the old ones.
Do you eat in those restaurants, for example?
Yes, we sometimes go to the Chinese restaurant to eat Chinese food.
And it's the same. It's the same style of food that you.
Not quite same. A bit different.
And what's the difference? It's sweeter or it's less sweet?
Sweet.
It's more westernized, the Chinese food. Not, not original Chinese food.
China, also, the recipe is so different. So, for Shanghai and different from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Different from the Beijing. So, sometimes we choose what we prefer.
The Chinese food here are not as good as in the food in China.
Really? I don't think so, because that I lived in Shenzhen for several years, and it's near to Hong Kong, so I'm familiar with the Hong Kong food. And I know that the restaurant in the Chinatown in Antwerp, they're very good in Hong Kong foods.
Really?
Very typical Chinese Hong Kong.
It's like Hong Kong.
Yeah, very good, very good. Even better than some restaurant in Hong Kong.
And do you think that you could make the food from China here? Or don't you have the ingredients?
I have ingredients. I can cook Chinese food here myself.
Like it should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfectly. Okay, yeah. Maybe you should start a restaurant.
More northern Chinese.
Yeah, maybe next time we can.
The Chinese food in China is more cheap and more better than here, the Chinese food. Here it's expensive and not good.
Yes,
but you disagree.
Maybe different the restaurant.
A different tasting food.
Yeah.
And are there many people from Mandarin Chinese who are in Antwerp, or are you the first?
I haven't met others. Maybe come here not a long time.
Yeah.
Have a little contact with other Chinese communities.
It's not like that you have some kind of Mandarin Chinese club in Antwerp or association. Like the Indian, there is an Antwerp Indian Association. So the Indian community here, people from India, they have a kind of an association, and they meet. And
because we stay here.
We stay here for very short time. We haven't get touch with them. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe
I know the old ones, they have unions, but for our newcomers, not yet.
Maybe in the future I can get in touch with them, but now I don't know them.
Maybe they are listening to the radio.
Yeah, maybe.
And they can call us.
I want to talk about migration in China. We heard that an important migration going on in China, that people moved from the countryside to the cities. Is that still the case, or is it going down? I mean, the cities grew a lot. I was in Dalian a couple of years ago, and everything looked new. I said all the buildings, they all look new. So there were a lot of, this city must have grown a lot, like Antwerp did 100 years ago.
Yeah, Shanghai, Beijing, and Shenzhen. Yes, grew very fast.
Is it still going on? People are moving away from the countryside and to the cities?
Yeah,
many people are moving from countryside to the city. And now China is free. Mm-hmm. Everybody is free.
And why do they move to the city?
Maybe in the city they can find work. In the countryside, only the farmland.
Yes, maybe, and what's wrong with farmland?
Because the situation is different between China and Europe.
Now people can choose their job very freely. So some have ability to can find a job in the city, they can do business in the city, so they move to the city. If you have enough ability, you can live anywhere in China.
And is there any effort from the government to make people happier in the country, so they stay in the country? I mean, if they don't do anything about it, then the country is going to be empty and everybody's in the cities. And
Is there any support to keep the people in the country?
In the villages.
To avoid everybody moving to the city or not?
Still not yet, because the farmers here, maybe they are very good, very rich. But in China, the farmers, they are poor. They are poorer than the guys from cities. So that's why many people want to go from village to the city, because they can get more money, more salaries. And government have some strategies to keep the population moving, such as I think maybe they will not have.
You know, China, every part is not equal. The east part and the south part is more developed. The west part and the north part maybe not so developed. So some capable people or talented people, maybe they move to the developed part to doing business and find a good job. They can move freely.
Mm-hmm. And are there still jobs in the cities? Or are people coming there and they don't find work maybe?
Some may be doing business. For example, in Shanghai, so a big city, they can do business very easily. So then in the countryside, they do business not good enough for doing business. So mm-hmm. some people maybe move to the city to do business.
Yes, but are there jobs for everybody in the city?
Not everybody, based on the personal ability.
Yeah. So people who come to the city and when they don't find a job, what did they do? They go back home?
Or go back home.
They really, they do that. They just don't hang around or start begging or...
So everything is casually.
Yeah.
Naturally.
But most of them can find job in the city. Mm. You know that we have so many factories. You know that China called the global factory, you know. We made many kinds of things in China, many kinds of products, such like maybe this one cameras or other things, maybe not a Chinese branch, but we do the manufacture for the companies all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs many workers. So many youngs from China, from village, go to city to find jobs in the factory. It's very easy. And you know that we have a new labor law in China now.
Mm-hmm.
So the salaries of these workers are increased now. Yeah.
So the new labor law
has
minimum wages? Does that exist? Or does the law say you have to pay your workers at least, I don't know, 100 yuan per day or something like that?
The new labor law have some modification of these strategies, just like you said, you must pay at least maybe 1,000 or 2,000 yuan for the workers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much is that? Yes. Well,
it's yuan for 1 year.
I think
lowest.
It depends. It depends to the district, maybe. Yeah.
I think the made in China is very popular in Europe and in USA. Are you agree?
I know. I didn't know that, but I read some time ago that before China has been isolated for a long time, but before that even, the biggest amount of export goods came from China for centuries ago already.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that. So maybe it's an old situation which has been restored now.
Even some brand, famous brand in Europe or in USA, are made in China.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do OEM in China. China have many factories in the south part or east part of China. They do the brand products for West countries and the USA, for European USA. And these workers have large, maybe thousands of workers. And these workers are from the countryside before they are peasant. So every year they go to the southeast part or south part and east part, the workers to the migrant workers. Migrant work for these benches.
Do you know what happens with the land? The farmers leave the land, they stop working, they go in search for a better life in the city. So the land is
not deserted.
What happens? It's sold to someone else, or is it all government land?
No.
Or what is it?
No government land, because China large population, even some only few people, this land for few people is enough. Not for the extra laborer is go to the city, go to work, the factories for doing migrant work.
There's too many people on the land.
Yeah, too many people.
Yeah, you can see that.
If only put this, the peasant in the countryside, you to waste, because land is not enough for so many peasants.
Mm.
So some extra labor.
There's not a problem of food security. You always hear that China is in search of energy security, hence solar panel industry.
Yeah.
But there's no problem of food security in China. That the government says you cannot abandon the land because
we have to produce.
We have
to produce.
I must clarify that some youngs come from village to city, but it's not means the land will no one handle it.
So the government has support for the peasant. If you grow your land, government have support. If you go to the city for find a job to work there, no any support. So the land is not deserted, but only few people can crop the land, and other extra laborer will go to the city, go to other parts to work for the factory. So made in China is all over the world.
Even in our studio. Okay. What about trade unions? Do they exist in China? Can people who work in a factory be organized and make demands? Or get angry when something is not like they want?
Yeah, we have unions in China, but all the unions is led by the Communist Party in China. So these unions, all the guys from the union, maybe it's workers, are workers, but the leaders are the party members. So you see that.
So, but still you have discussions, and the labor law has changed, and you have better laws now.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, we can have some feedback to the government, from the union.
The party is put under pressure to change the laws, in a way.
The labor law is more and more perfect these years. Yeah. So China not the cheapest laborer. Now Vietnam is cheapest. So some investment come to Vietnam.
Vietnam.
So the Vietnam laborer is more cheap, more and more cheaper.
Actually, I heard a similar story about somebody who sent a message, and they said, I was doing business in China, but now I'm moving to Vietnam because it's cheaper.
Because China labor law is more perfect. Protect the laborer.
What about foreigners who come to work in China? Is there a big European community, for example, in Beijing or in Shanghai?
In Shanghai, Beijing is very popular. Many foreigners work in China, I think.
Yeah.
Does China allow...
But they don't come to work in the factories, maybe.
But does China allow the Vietnamese, for example, to go work in the factory?
Because many European company enterprises, firm companies, have their subsidiaries in Shanghai and Beijing for distribution their products in China. Such as Disney.
Disney.
Disney. They produce in China. And
really?
Sell in China.
Okay, Mickey Mouse
and...
brand.
Many European brands also this. They only have brand, very famous brand. Maybe they have designing techniques. Choose the factory in China, do VMA for them, and use China labor, and then sell in China market.
And are there also people on the lower level from outside who come to work in China? So
on the borders of China, Vietnam.
Are there people from other countries who want to work in your factories or want to work on the land in your country, something like that?
I think it's not so popular in China for the for the foreign guys to. It's just for the big company, it's a global company, they have maybe brand company or even headquarters in China, then some guys leaders or some guys from office, but not for the workers in China, usually we take workers in China, all the workers are Chinese guys.
And are there Chinese people from the country, for example, who go outside China to work? I mean not people with a tie, but people who work in the factories or people who work.
Maybe some go to Japanese or South Korea to work, only ordinary workers.
Yeah.
For migrant work.
And even Belgium, you can see many visitors here. It's really Chinese guys. I think they are from countryside.
But that's quite few, I think. And South Korea and Japan only need not too much workers.